Next patient is Donald Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, 4/4/1950. This is a 74-year-old gentleman, originally from Houston. He used to be a warehouse worker. He is married. He was married at one time. He has two children. He's single at this time. His caretaker is Chiquita, C-H-E-Q-I-T-A, C-H-I-Q-I-T-A, who tells me that Mr. Kennedy has been in terrible shape in the past 3 to 4 weeks. The home health care agency that sees him has not been able to secure his medication. The physician that sees him has not been able to see him because he's no longer able to ambulate. As a matter of fact, he does not have a hospital bed. He's been sitting on the couch because he's been too weak to get up to go to his bed, period. Of course, his bowel and bladder incontinent. He requires someone to change his diaper and sometimes feed him because he becomes so weak when he tries to feed himself, period. He's somewhat confused, but he's oriented to person and place at this time, period. As I mentioned, he has two children, but they don't see him on a regular basis. He doesn't have extensive history of social smoking or drinking or drug use in the past, period. Medical problems, hypertension, DJD, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy. He reports no stroke or myocardial infarction. Allergy, non-surgery. He had some kind of achalasia surgery for his esophagus years ago. Vaccination was up to date last year, but doesn't know much about any vaccines most recently. Review of system, weight loss, not eating. Severe debility to the point that he's couch-bound. He's no longer able to sit, to stand and walk. He has a walker, but he hasn't been able to use for the past 2 weeks. He's lost tremendous amount of weight. He requires movement every 2 to 3 hours to get pressure off his bony prominence. But it's just a matter of time before he develops the cubitus ulcer because of his lack of protein intake and calorie malnutrition, along with weight loss that I mentioned, period. His previous medication that I was able to receive, I was able to ascertain by calling the pharmacy, includes metformin, some sort of pain medication, but he gets from a different pharmacy, and Norvasc, medication for cholesterol, and anxiety medication, period. On exam, I find him to be somewhat confused, O2 sat's 95%, blood pressure 150 over 100, pulse is 98, heart positives, 1 positives, 2 lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, lower extremity shows trace edema, most likely because of sitting up, sitting on the couch with a bent knee, neurological movement, all 4 extremities with severe weakness, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa without any lesion, but dry. Assessment, 74-year-old gentleman in desperate need of hospice and palliative care at home, period. He's no longer able to go back and forth to see his physician. He has not been able to get any of his medication. His blood sugar that was checked today is 200 because he's out of medication, period. His blood pressure is elevated and requires meds for blood pressure, for pain, for anxiety, period. He also is in a desperate need of hospital bed, which he can have his head of the bed elevated with history of achalasia and high risk of aspiration to keep him from developing aspiration and changing his position so keep him from developing, in order to keep him from developing the cubitus ulcer, period. His previous medication, metformin 500 milligram once a day, amlodipine 5 milligram once a day, should be reinstated immediately, period. Patient does not need any cholesterol medication because of weight loss, period. The hospice medical director will decide regarding medication for anxiety and pain, period. Patient meets the criteria for R54, which is generalized disability for the elderly or for this gentleman, and given his current condition, he probably has weeks or days to live. Unless intervention is done. Period. He's no longer able to travel to his physician's office. Period. His O2 sat stable, but his blood pressure requires help immediately at this time. Thank you.